nocnej ciszy głośnie rozchodzi. Stańcie, pasterze, Bóg się wam rodzi. Czym prędzej się wybierajcie, do Betlejem pośpieszajcie, przywitać Pana. Czym prędzej się wybierajcie, do Betlejem pośpieszajcie, przywitać Pana. Poszli, znaleźli dzieciątko w złobie, wszystkie mi znaki dane mi sobie. Jako Bogu cześć mu dali, a witając zawołali z wielkiej radości. Jako Bogu cześć mu dali, a witając zawołali z wielkiej radości. Ach, witaj Zbawco, z dawna żądany, 4000 lat wyglądany. Na ciebie króle prorocy czekali, a tyś tej nocy nam się objawił. Na ciebie króle prorocy czekali, a tyś tej nocy nam się objawił. Na ciebie króle prorocy czekali, a tyś tej nocy nam się objawił.
Christmas, don't be sad, that's what they say. No broken hearts there shouldn't be, just happiness around your Christmas tree. Soon will come the season spirit, gifts and joys will soon be here. So be happy and gay this Christmas holiday, and life will be a blessing to you. Go and take your one and only, and polka all your troubles away.
And you're many miles away, and
Christmas, dear, is you.
All the years are met in thee. Oh, holy child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter in, be born in us today.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeers really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you. Simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to
you've changed thousands of diapers, cut off hundreds of crusts, played hours of peekaboo and duck duck goose, because you'd do anything for your kids. That's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. State Farm agent Rosemary Pitsley will help make it easy and affordable to help protect your family, no matter what the future holds. Because the people you do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call State Farm agent Rosemary Pitsley in Adams Friendship today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Merry Christmas.
Since 1992, DoorWorks Incorporated has been providing, installing, and servicing residential, commercial, and industrial doors and openers throughout Wisconsin. They're located right here in Wisconsin Rapids, and they're fully licensed and insured. All of their employees are certified, trained technicians that are trained to install and service all types of doors and openers. DoorWorks Incorporated wants to wish you and your family a very safe and happy holiday season.
The Badgers.
Under pressure, down he goes.
The Cowboys.
Tightrope to sideline, to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Wisconsin.
Live from Chase Field in Phoenix, Arizona.
They win the game, they are bowl eligible, and they keep the Freedom Trophy.
It's the Guaranteed Rate Bowl. Join us Tuesday. Our coverage begins at 7 p.m. on your home for Wisconsin football.
Catch all the postseason action right here on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Ho, ho, ho! It's off to Grandma's house for Christmas dinner. Laughing and reminiscing with family, and more than likely, presents given and received. As Christmas is a joyous time of the year. When all the festivities are done and you're back to your regular daily routine, think of Culver's. You need a break or a treat. Butter burgers, concrete mixers, and almost as good as Grandma's cooking. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to one and all from the entire staff at your Wisconsin Rapids Culver's restaurant.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
Snowflakes were falling one cold winter day. Little Johnny went out to the snowdrifts to play. The others made snowmen so round and so tall, but he made the littlest snowman of all. He found a slouch hat that was tattered and torn, and a scrap of a scarf that somebody had worn. "I'll be yours," cried the snowman, "and I'll never depart if only you'll give me your red candy heart."
Johnny gave him his candy, and so from the start, the little snowman had a red candy heart.
That night as he slept, Johnny dreamed that he saw the snowman as merry as never before. Round the big Christmas tree in the square they were playing, some of them sliding and some of them sleighing, some of them rolling and some of them leaping, while safe in their houses the children were sleeping. But not his poor snowman. In his snowdrift apart stood the littlest snowman with the red candy heart.
"They say I'm too little and they keep me apart," said the littlest snowman with a red candy heart.
And then in the dream it grew suddenly bright. "It's morning," thought Johnny. "That's why it's so light." "It's a fire," cried the snowman. "We'll melt if we stay. It's the Christmas tree burning. Come, snowman, away." And leaping and rolling and sleighing and sliding, they scampered away and were soon safe in hiding. "Quick, Johnny, awake!" Johnny awoke with a start. By his side stood the snowman with the red candy heart.
"Oh, I may be too little, but I'll do my part," said the littlest snowman with a red candy heart.
Johnny pulled on his clothing, and they both hurried down to awaken the children all over the town. They raced through the streets, and they shouted and knocked. They ran to the mayor, but found his door locked. "We'll call the fire engine. The firemen will bring it." They found a tall firebox, but they couldn't ring it. But there in the street stood a little toy cart, just right for a snowman with a red candy heart.
"We can make a fire engine of this little cart. Come on," said the snowman.
They rode up as close to the fire as they could, in the cart heaped with snowballs. Together they stood, and showers of snowballs they threw with such aim, they hissed and they melted and put out the flame. But when it was all over and the fire was through, the littlest snowman was quite melted too. As thin as an icicle falling apart was the littlest snowman with the red candy heart.
Then the mayor arrived and he climbed on the cart. Who'll help save the snowman with the red candy heart?
The children came running, and with new fallen snow, Johnny made him all over. And now each year it's so. Each year in the square, for all children to see, a snowman stands watch at the Christmas tree. He wears a slouch hat that is tattered and torn, and a scrap of a scarf that somebody has worn. But we know that he's ours, and he'll never depart, for the littlest snowman has a red candy heart.
And the spirit of Christmas
to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
A day or two ago, I thought I'd take a ride, and soon Miss Fanny Bright was seated by my side. The horse was lean and lank, misfortune seemed his lot. He got into a drifted bank and we got upsot.
Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
A day or two ago, this story I must tell. I went out on the snow, and on my back I fell. A gent was riding by in a one-horse open sleigh. He laughed as I there sprawling lie and quickly drove away.
Jingle, 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 jingle all the way.
Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Jingle, 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 jingle all the way.
Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
When the jolly old man with his bag of toys and his beard of snowy white stops at your house to make your Christmas bright, don't look out the window and don't wait by the door. He'll be coming down the chimney like he always did before. When you hear his sleigh bells, don't look front or back. He'll be coming down the chimney with a sack upon his back. If you wrote your letter to Santa and you're good, you'll find your stockings all filled up with the things you hoped you would. So don't look out the window and don't wait by the door. He'll be coming down the chimney. Yes, by gosh, by Jiminy, he'll be coming down the chimney like he always did before.
Things you hoped you would. So don't look out the window and don't wait by the door. He'll be coming down the chimney. Yes, by gosh, by Jiminy, he'll be coming down the chimney like he always did before.
Don't look out the window and don't wait by the door. He'll be coming down the chimney like he always did before. When you hear his sleigh bells, don't look front or back. He'll be coming down the chimney with a sack upon his back. If you wrote your letter to Santa and you're good, you'll find your stockings all filled up with the things you hoped you would. So don't look out the window and don't wait by the door.
He'll be coming down the chimney. Yes, by gosh, by Jiminy. He'll be coming down the chimney like he always did before.
Get more light from Twinkle Toes. Vixen said, Santa, this year I will take a rest. I'm sure that little Twinkle Toes will try to do his best. With Daddy Rudolph hooked behind and a pair of hoofs that glow, the boys and girls will get their toys because of Twinkle Toes.
Twinkle Toes, Twinkle Toes, Twinkle, Twinkle, Twinkle Toes.
Santa
spot of Rudolph's nose, but he'll get more light from Twinkle Toes. Twinkle toes, twinkle, twinkle, twinkle toes. Santa's spot of Rudolph's nose, but he'll get more light from Twinkle Toes.
From the lights on the tree in your house to the rotary lights in the park, may this holiday season be a bright, cheerful time for you and your family. Happy holidays from the staff and residents at Edgewater Haven Nursing Home, a proud sponsor of Holiday for Seniors.
Happy holidays from WFHR. With this song that we sing, we hope to bring happiness to your heart. And for the new year, we wish for you the best. Merry Christmas to you from WFHR.
Shriners Hospitals for Children has been creating wonderful opportunities for children in need. This life-changing medical care helps them do the things they've always dreamed of. Go to loveshriners.org.
Join Max Inc. Radio this New Year's Eve as we present live at thespaceship.tv. Max Inc. Radio will broadcast live from the spaceship.tv studios 6 p.m. to midnight, plus live performances from the Civil Engineers. Linda and the Zeros. Porky's Groove Machine.
Who's there, the Spice Girls? Muy caliente.
Oh, they're not hitting.
Live streaming video at thespaceship.tv and live on this civic media station. Let's party New Year's Eve starting at 6 p.m. live from thespaceship.tv. Happy New Year's from Civic Media and Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
All right, class. Let's hear what everyone did this weekend. Jill?
Well, I raised my older sister to a big oak tree. It was at least 100 years old. My mom said I must have set a record or something. And then we went down by a stream and perched up on this huge rock and saw all of these little minnows swimming around way below us. And then I rescued my little brother from an evil slug king who was guarding him at the bush fortress. And my sister and I brought him back to our super twig fort for safety. And then we all laid out and told stories until it got dark. And the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Wow! Awesome!
Where were you, Jill?
Yeah.
We went to the forest. It's not that far away. Anyone want to come this weekend?
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week and find the fun, adventurous you. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Together, we can turn a stairwell into an ER at a moment's notice. Together, we can turn a rescue ship for refugees into a maternity ward. Together, we can vaccinate 710,000 people in just 11 days. Together, we can deliver medical care where the need is greatest. Together, we are Doctors Without Borders. Doctors Without Borders goes where others don't to provide life-saving medical care to people caught in crisis situations around the world. Learn more at doctorswithoutborders.org.
Hey, did you guys hear the story how Santa Claus got so fat?
No.
You didn't? Well, the story goes like this.
Thank you.
must have had a lot of sausage and sauerkraut. As he drove through the city in his wide open sled, I asked St. Nick to tell me, how did he get so fat? Under his beard he smiled, and then he said to me, I'm staying at the North Pole with a Polish family. That Santa likes the best. No wonder that he now can button up his vest.
Christmas waltz. this way for every day your Christmas dreams come true.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
To all of our friends and family throughout central Wisconsin, Feltz's Family Farm and Dairy Store wishes you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Whether it's leaving milk out for Santa or a delicious cheese plate for your holiday party, dairy is a part of the season. Get into the holiday spirit at Feltz's Dairy Store. Wishing you a wonderful 2023 from your friends at Feltz's Family Farm and Dairy Store at 5796 Porter Drive in Stevens Point, where you can find food, family, and fun.
Throughout the year, Procter & Gamble bring you your beloved programs, Life Can Be Beautiful, Ma Perkins, Pepper Young's Family, and The Right to Happiness. Today, Christmas Day, these shows join together to present Christmas Day in America, an hour of entertainment and inspiration. As American as a cake of soap, a pretty apt expression. Not that we Americans invented soap, but we have a very healthy respect for it. We use more than any other nation on earth. We like soap because it keeps us clean. We like soap because it helps keep us healthy. Just one drop of soap in 1,000 drops of water is enough to destroy the bacteria that cause pneumonia, diphtheria, influenza. As American as a cake of soap. A comparison to be proud of. It was a small town, and there was sort of a holiday going on. The people of that locality were required to come to the tax collector and pay according to their income. The hotels were crowded. And even if there had been a room available, it would have been at a price too rich for the small purse of the elderly carpenter and his wife, who searched wearily for any kind of accommodations. The husband, a man named Joseph, walked slowly beside the donkey on which his wife rode. Night was coming on. And he must have been discouraged and desperate, in spite of his assurances to his wife that surely they would find some place to spend the night. It was agony for them both. Because the woman, named Mary, was going to have a baby. And when, perhaps aimlessly, they had turned off the main street of Bethlehem, Mary asked Joseph to stop and take her down. The only shelter in sight was a stable. They went in. Mary's baby was born there and lay in a manger. His name was Jesus. This is his birthday. Restive and sometimes bewildered world. Christ is born again. Life is born again. Love and reverence are born again. As though to prove that life can be beautiful, a golden tinted dawn creeps through New York's night blanketed canyons. Shafts of light like the pink tips of sly awakening fingers steal through the windows of Park Avenue mansions and of small flats on the Lower East Side. Even on Christmas morning, like a great, lazy giant, the sleeping city awakens reluctantly. The day starts early in the hospital. Chi-Chi's window opens eastward, And so it may be the reflection of the sunrise, or the radiance cast by a huge poinsettia on the dresser. Or it may be that some inner glow has warmed the pallor of her cheeks as she waits for the dreaded moment when the nurse will return her son to the nursery. Chi-Chi also has a determined look, and instinctively she draws the little bundle closer in the curve of her arm as the door opens.
Well, Mrs. Hambleton, I'll take your baby back now.
Oh, not yet, not yet. Oh, look, nurse, you can't even sleep.
I won't wake him up.
But he likes it here with me better than out there with all those other babies. And look, he's smiling almost, I think.
Any facial contortion of a day-old baby, Mrs. Hambleton, is more likely to be a sign of air bubbles than smiling.
No, it's almost a smile. Don't take him, please. Besides, it's Christmas.
Yes, it is.
And this is my Christmas present.
Oh, I almost forgot. You have a visitor outside in the hall.
A visitor? Who is it?
That old gentleman who was here before.
Oh, Papa David.